Well, a lot of wind out there yet again today, and this is helping to keep temperatures in check, but it's also meaning dangerous beach conditions, a very high rip current risk. The best advice is to stay out of the water, swimming and surfing with a buddy at the very least, and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And these dangerous beach conditions will continue the rest of the week before finally subsiding somewhat later Friday, but especially over the weekend. In the meantime, be extra careful, and it is helping that wind off the Atlantic to bring just enough moisture for some showers at times. They're not long-lasting. They move right along. It can pour for a while. There may be some 30 and 35-mile-an-hour wind gusts, then all of a sudden, the sun is out again. And this holds right through Friday. It won't be changing a whole lot. So temperatures today reaching the mid to upper 80s, and any of those showers could produce bursts of rain. It's just that they don't last particularly long, but we're at least getting some moisture, right? And that holds through tonight, right through tomorrow and Friday. The peak of the winds looks to be today through tomorrow, with gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour at the beaches and 15 to 30 miles per hour inland. And then you get one of those bands of showers to come in, and the winds become particularly strong for a brief time. And then by Friday, as our little disturbance over the Atlantic kind of moves overhead, the winds will gradually relax, but we'll still have some tropical moisture, and we'll still have some scattered showers at times. And then as we get into your weekend, good old summertime returns. You know, the summer solstice officially arrives tomorrow, the first day of summer, and the first full weekend of the summer, astronomical summer, will be astronomically hot. Well, not really. It's not that hot. We ought to be at 90 this time of year. That's our average high temperature now. So we see that average high of 90 degrees or hotter all the way till the end of August, August 30th. Yep, dog days of summer are ahead. So temperatures on Saturday in the lower 90s and Sunday 90 to 95. It will be hot. So the heat's returning after a bit of a break now with these gusty, refreshing easterly winds and the temperatures that haven't been as hot as they could be, at least this time of year. We still are not looking at a real widespread soaker per se, but everybody should get at least some rain at one time or another, if not already, between now and Friday. It's just that the amounts don't look to be all that great. Now, over the weekend, we get back into more of a summertime type setup with our wet season trying to kick in. We'll get a few thunderstorms developing Sunday afternoon with the sea breeze, and these will be the more typical frequent lightning, heavy downpour, slow-moving kind of storms. So that'll be a day to keep an eye out and keep an eye to the sky. But it is an indication of our wet season at least trying to get going here as we have continued to be unseasonably dry otherwise. As we check out the tropics, then we still have our disturbance over the Gulf of Mexico. The Western Gulf has the potential to become Alberto over the next 12 to 18 hours before it makes landfall, but it's running out of time. It's disorganized, but still has that chance. The big story will continue to be the heavy rains from Mexico and South Texas, much needed for South Texas. It's just that it'll be too much in too short a period, likely. And then another disturbance right behind that over the Gulf of Mexico has at least some potential to develop over the weekend into early next week, but that one also looks to stay well west of Florida. And then we still have our disturbance over the Atlantic that's drifting to the west northwest. It just doesn't look like this has a chance to develop a whole lot, but it is enhancing that onshore flow, the gusty winds and the showers at times. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike, updated every single day at WOKV.com and actionnewsjax.com. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.